Good afternoon. Welcome to Eileen Angel Readings. My name is Eileen, and I'll be giving some mini readings today for those of you who would like to call in. But first, I'd like to tell you a little about myself and the way I do readings. Starting in early childhood and throughout my adult life, I have had a variety of psychic experiences. I have seen angels, and I've heard them speak to me on many occasions. In my day-to-day life, I pay attention and listen for their advice and guidance. When I do readings, I use angel tarot cards as a focusing tool. Then I use a combination of mental telepathy and clairvoyance to tune in to people and circumstances that you would like to focus on. When I look at the angel tarot cards, people jump out at me. The book meanings of the cards are not as important to me as the impressions that I'm getting from these cards. Typically, when someone is getting a reading, they have questions about people in their lives, whether personal or business. I first have to identify the right person that they wish to ask about. As I mentioned, different individuals will jump out at me in the cards. So once I've identified who it is that you're asking about, even if it's yourself, then I can focus in more detail to help answer your questions by using my natural psychic abilities. So if you would like to call in, if you're in the United States, you can dial 877-876-5227. And then we have a U.S. and Canada number, which is 888-815-9756. So if you have any questions, any area that you would like to focus on, relationships, personal relationships, business, or about anything about yourself that you're considering, changes that you want to make in your life, anything like that, just you can call either one of those numbers. And again, my name is Eileen. This is Eileen Angel Readings. And my website is eileenangelreadings.com if you would like to check that out too. Okay, and then also after the show, I can give out my my personal 800 number if anyone would like to call and set an appointment after the show to get a reading, a private reading. My personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. Now, also, a lot of people are interested in developing their own. And oh, I've got a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Eileen. Who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry?
I'm Eileen, and who am I speaking to?
This is Jenny.
Is it Jenny with a J?
Yes.
Hi, Jenny. How are you today?
My personal.
Good. Can you hear me okay, Jenny?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay, because you sound kind of far away to me. All right. And did you have a particular question on your mind today or an area that you'd like to focus on?
Well, probably location of where I'm at.
Okay.
I just moved here in March to the place that I'm at.
Uh-huh.
And I really love it. But I'm starting to wonder if I'm supposed to stay in the U.S.
Okay. So you're trying to get some insight into that situation.
Yeah.
I do feel, just right off the bat, I'm shuffling my cards right now, but I do feel a sense of you not staying in your current location very long. And I feel like you're going to have some new beginnings coming up in your life. You just moved into your current, where you are right now?
Like I said, I just moved here in March, so, you know, and I love it. You know, I've got my gardens planted and everything, but I just don't know if this is where I'm supposed to be.
Well, I'm not getting right off the bat a strong feeling about you moving out of the country. You said that's what you're thinking about, like leaving the U.S.?
Yeah.
And go into another country.
Right.
Okay, I'm not getting anything strong right now in that area. And let me try to look a little deeper. Overall, things do look pretty good all around you, to tell the truth. Okay, is there a particular country or countries that you've been thinking about that you might want to move to?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Okay. I feel like that could be okay for you, but I'm feeling there's some good things that are going to be unfolding for you here in the U.S., to tell the truth. So you might want to kind of look at all of your options and don't be in a hurry to move to Costa Rica. I do feel that could be a good place for you to live at some point coming up. But I am feeling that you might leave, you might be going there prematurely if you try to just start making your plans to leave just in the upcoming months. Is that what you were wondering about, just starting to make plans to leave soon?
Well, nothing soon. I don't do anything fast. I just start with a plan.
Yeah.
But can you see what's down the road for me in the very near future?
Well, it looks like you've got some good things that are unfolding for you around you now, just coming up in these upcoming months. So that's why I'm saying I feel like it's not a bad idea to make plans long-term over the long haul for a move to Costa Rica. I don't feel like that would be a bad thing for you. It feels like you would pretty much identify with being there and be comfortable there for the most part. But I'm feeling there's opportunities in the short term for you that might make you not feel so anxious to move too quick, if that makes sense. I feel like there might be some things, developments with around people and some circumstances around you that you would feel you were enjoying yourself and kind of not want to be in a hurry, where you would maybe put those plans on hold or just keep thinking about it, but maybe not make concrete plans that quickly.
Right.
That's what it's looking like here.
Right.
So, and you said you like where you're living right now. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I'm feeling that there are more things for you to explore around you in the current time frame, so that where you are now or nearby or near where you are now, that you should be looking around more and looking for opportunities for things that match with who you are, that you're comfortable and that you would enjoy, whether it's meeting other like-minded people, various activities, other things, because I am feeling it's best to do things close to home for right now.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's just things that haven't unfolded for you yet, but they're about to unfold, and so the more you're open, the more you can kind of let things flow.
Okay.
So, yeah,
appreciate that.
Yeah, so things overall look pretty good, and just keep looking and gathering information about a move to Costa Rica if that's the area you feel that you'd like to move to. It does feel like you have a good, you can identify with being there and that it could be a comfortable place for you. But like I said, just try to let some other things unfold first here in the U.S. before being in a hurry. Make that more of a maybe information gathering, research right now, research into it and all the details about it, and what kind of life that you would like to live if you did move down there and that sort of thing. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well,
thank
you for calling.
Okay.
Okay, and have a good day. And if you'd like a more in-depth reading sometime, my website is EileenAngelReadings.com, and Eileen is spelled E-I-L-E-E-N, and then my personal 800 number, if you wanted to call after the show to make an appointment, is 800-457-8867.
Thank you.
Okay, well, good luck, Jenny, and thank you for calling, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so if anyone else would like to call in, the number, if you're in the United States, is 877-876-5227, or for U.S. and Canada, the number is 888-815-9756. And once again, my name is Eileen, and this is Eileen Angel Readings. And if you'd like to check out my website, it's EileenAngelReadings.com. You spell Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N. And once again, my personal 800 number, if anyone would like to call after the show is over to make an appointment for a reading, that personal number is 800-457-8867. So also, if anyone is interested in developing their own intuition, that's something that I enjoy talking about with people. So if anyone would like any kind of hints or info on that. Okay, we have another caller. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
Good, my name's Kim.
Kim, K-I-M?
Yeah.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Hi, Eileen. Good, thanks.
Great. Did you have a particular question or an area that you wanted to focus on?
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe you could ask your angels for guidance on a soul contract that I have with an old friend who may be a romantic relationship.
A soul contract, such as from a previous lifetime, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, like what kind of deal did we make that we would do accomplish in this lifetime? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I do need to locate this person. Okay?
That's fine.
It's
he's
a man.
In New Orleans, Louisiana.
It's a man?
Yes.
And he's in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
And I can give you his name if you want it.
I don't usually go by names, but you can give me his first name if you like.
Okay. It's Don, D-O-N.
Okay.
With a D, dog.
Okay. But I usually really don't tune in by name anyway, but sometimes people like to offer the name. Okay, let me try to find this guy for you.
I can picture him as well and pull him in myself, and that'll help, I think.
Okay. Now, I am... Okay. There's one guy who's standing out, and I don't know if this is him, but this is he's kind of an easygoing guy. He's nice guy, nice-looking, easygoing. Does he come across that way?
Yeah, he normally does. Is he tall, thin, and blonde?
Let's see. This guy could be blonde. I don't pick up on looks as much as what's in the heart and what's in the mind. Mm-hmm. Now, I do see someone else who is... the nice guy feels nice, okay? Have you spent much time around him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an old friend of mine. I worked side-by-side with him for 6 years. He's a really nice guy, but he's the one that's going through a lot of pain right now.
Okay. All
right. He's in the middle of a messy divorce.
Okay. But he does. I want to make sure I'm looking at the right guy. He comes across like a pretty easygoing kind of guy.
He does.
All right. And he's not, you haven't seen, if you worked with him, you've been around him and seen him having different moods. He's not overly critical or angry or anything like that, is he?
Never gets that way.
Okay.
But then all three of these guys that are kind of in the periphery of my life are the same way.
Okay. All right. That makes sense because I see a few kind of nice guys around you. But I see one in particular who he looks like he's kind of up in the air right now as far as which path to take with regard to relationships and his life.
Yeah.
So he looks like he would be a nice looking, nice, good guy, you know, easygoing.
Yeah.
And it does look like there's a connection between the two of you. And I feel like he does think about you quite a bit. Are you two talking quite a bit lately?
Actually, I've been emailing him, but he hasn't been really... He agreed to let me email him, but he's really going through a lot of stuff, so...
Yeah, he looks to me like he doesn't know what he should do at this point, and he's not ready to make any kind of big decisions one way or the other when it comes to relationships. He feels like he wants to just kind of step above, rise above everything, and figure things out. I do tend to feel... that it might be kind of difficult. You're wondering if maybe there's some future for you and him as a couple.
Yeah, romantic relationship, right? Romantic.
Yeah, because I do see a nice connection between the two of you, and I do feel this is from a previous lifetime. So that's what you had already tuned into, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like he knows it, whether or not he thinks about reincarnation or any of that. He knows there's a really nice connection between the two of you. He feels to me, I get this little bit of a fear about moving forward in relationships right now. Like, I just better just stay still and wait and let them figure things out. Is that kind of what you've gotten from him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what he's doing. But he does think about you quite a bit, so I guess, you know, a lot of it has to do with, too, if you've been in contact and sending him some emails, but he... Now, you two worked together in the past, and you're not working together now?
That's correct. Although we're getting ready to work together again in the future.
Oh, well, that's not bad. Okay, because I feel like you two really did have a nice connection, and he really enjoyed the connection with you, the friendship, when you worked together.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
So, but he looks like he's a little nervous, a little gun-shy right now.
Yeah, I'm not at all surprised.
Yeah, he might. He just looks like, oh, you know, he's just being careful and being extra cautious. So there's a possibility of something unfolding later on, but I wouldn't be in a hurry to expect much to happen.
What about another guy who's maybe right around the corner who may be a friend of his that I haven't met yet? Do you see somebody coming in for me who's really ready for a relationship?
Yes, I do feel that there would be another man coming up, and he doesn't look or feel like he's terribly far away, so it might mean a few months or several months, and I do feel like he's in a place where he's ready to be in a relationship. That's what I feel like, so... I feel like if you're waiting on your friend that we've been talking about, you might have to really have some patience because he doesn't look like he's going to be making a definite decision in the relationship department anytime soon. So you could feel, you know, like you're just waiting and it could go on too long. Whereas I do feel that there are opportunities for you with someone else who is just, you know, whatever relationships that he was in before, it's over with, he's free, he's single, or he might be divorced, but he's free. He's available, and he's ready for a relationship. And I do feel as a nice guy he feels like he's close in age to you or within a few years either way, and he feels like he's a nice-looking guy, clean-cut, nice-looking, just a nice guy, intelligent, well-spoken. And I do get a better feeling from him as far as you and him. And this is a previous life connection, too. So we have a variety of previous life connections, and we bump into people and come in contact and have various relationships. And then, you know, you might chip away at things in the relationship this time around, and maybe in another lifetime get together again and whatever if there's still some unfinished business. So, but this other guy that could be coming your way, it just feels smoother. It feels like it could fall into place easier. It wouldn't be a struggle or waiting and wondering. It just feels like you and him are both in the same place at the same time and equally ready to start a new relationship.
So
I feel like you're better off keeping your options open right now, and if you're trying to chat with this guy and you're not getting much response, you'd be better off just kind of backing off a little bit. If you're going to be working together again, then there'll be new opportunities for you two to renew the friendship, but I say stay open because I get a smoother connection with this other guy that looks like could be coming into your life.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Elaine.
Oh, you're welcome, Kim.
I pretty much saw what you saw. And I see both of them actually as being, you know, kind of like soul brothers, you know?
Yes.
Like they're all kind of like real close to being soulmates of mine or twin flames of mine. You know, the thing is, I kind of feel bad that, like, I feel like I have a soul contract with my old friend, and the fact that he's, like, 12 years older, and he's going through so much, and he really kind of had given up, you know, he's in the middle of this messy divorce, and he'd really kind of, and his energy was so bad, and I was like, oh, my God, you're going to die if you don't change, you know, turn this around. And so I've been sending him a lot of healing, and I've been working, you know, trying to do this project with him and getting another project started. And I feel like, okay, so he's starting to come around and pay attention to life again. But on the other hand, it's like, I want the underdog, and I want, you know what I mean? I want to root for the underdog, and I want to honor a soul contract, but I want easy. I don't want passive aggressive. I don't want somebody who's still got so much white rage that he can't think straight.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like he appreciates your friendship and appreciates you being there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like that's about it. So you don't have to feel like there's some agreement from a previous lifetime that you and him, you know, that you do more than what you've done already.
Yeah.
It's just not like that. So,
yeah.
But he does appreciate your presence and your friendship. But this other guy that looks like is coming your way, it's just, there's no complications. It's just, I mean, you know, it may not be perfectly perfect, but it looks a lot smoother, much easier and much smoother.
Great. Thank you so much, Eileen. Have a blessed day.
Oh, you too, Kim. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and if anyone else would like to call in, once again, the number in the United States is 877-876-5227, or for the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. And my name is Eileen. You're listening to Eileen Angel Readings. And if you would like to check out my website, the address is EileenAngelReadings.com, with Eileen being spelled E-I-L-E-E-N. And once again, if anyone would care to call after the show to set an appointment for a private reading, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. And if anybody would like to know about developing their own intuition, there are really a lot of techniques that you can use. Oh, okay, we have another caller. Hello.
Hi there. How are you, Eileen?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm great. My name is Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Now, Lisa, did you have a particular question on your mind? Or?
Well, I was just wondering if you could just kind of give me a feel of what you sense is going to be happening here for me.
Okay. Is there a particular area that you're more focused
on? Well, I have one person that I would really like to see again, and I don't know if that's over with or not. And I was wondering about that a little bit.
Wait, is it a man?
Yes.
Okay, wait, and you wanted to get some information about him?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'll tell you right off the bat, one man jumped out. I'm just shuffling cards here. But one man jumped out right off the bat, and I don't know if you know who this is, but he's like a real take charge kind of guy.
He's a what?
Take charge. Kind of got an ego, kind of macho, you know, take charge. Do you know who
okay.
this is?
He
just popped out of the blue here, okay? But
yeah.
Let me try to
Yeah, I'm not real sure who that is. It could be my son.
Okay, let's see. No, that's not your son. That's somebody else. Okay, we're going to leave him alone for right now. Okay, let's see. Now, this is a man that you were being friends with?
Yep, and a little bit more. Yep.
Okay. And, okay, I see one man here who looks like he's a real easygoing, nice guy, kind of laid back.
Okay.
You know, he's kind of the type that would keep a lot of his feelings to himself. Wouldn't be not real outspoken. This is a nice man. He doesn't feel like he would be critical of other people. He's pretty much non-judgmental, just an easygoing, laid-back personality. Do you know if he's got that kind of a personality?
A little bit.
Okay, because this guy's showing up like he could be around you. This might be somebody that you might be meeting if this is
okay.
not the one you're thinking about right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's fine.
There is another man who looks like he's a little more stubborn, and he looks like he can be kind of, he just looks like he's got a little bit more of a difficult personality.
Okay.
He can be kind of moody or something. Does this guy come across kind of moody at times?
Yeah, that could be him.
Okay. He does look like he, this man does think about you. Have you been in contact with him lately?
I haven't talked to him in about 3 weeks.
Okay, and because he does look like he's been thinking about you. So you wanted to know if you two were going to be having some conversation again or seeing each other again?
Yeah.
Well, it's very possible. It is possible. So was there some kind of disagreement previously?
Yeah, someone kind of interfered, I'll just put it that way. And then I had to speak up and say, what is this about? And it wasn't a good situation.
Well, he does look like he has had you on his mind, so it's possible that he would be contacting you. Have you tried to contact him since then?
No. I talked to him on June 2nd. It was by me calling, and I decided that after that, I was just going to let him do it.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he can be kind of stubborn at times, and it does look like he's got a lot of things going on right now and a lot that he's stressed out over at the moment. So you might have to have a little patience, but at the same time, I'm not getting a real strong connection with you and him as far as long-term. Is this what you were hoping this relationship was going
to be? No, not necessarily. I just wondered if, you know, if you thought that we'd be seeing each other or communicate together again.
It is possible, because I feel like this man has been thinking about you. So even though if he hasn't been in contact lately, you might be talking again coming up. I'm just, it just looks like there's some, you know, it looks like it's kind of bumpy, kind of like a bumpy road. So
okay. It
might be kind of difficult as far as just keeping a nice, smooth connection and a smooth, you know, as far as staying in touch on a regular basis, spending time together, that type of thing. It looks like it might kind of difficult to have that type of relationship.
So
if you're more interested in just, you know, knowing that you two are still friends, keeping in touch, seeing each other here and there, I feel like that's more likely what you would expect from this relationship at this place and time.
Okay.
But I do feel you should try to be open, because I'm not getting a strong feeling like that this guy is going to be your ideal partner or mate in life. It feels like he's got too many things going on around him and some issues and things he's got to deal with.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting here. So
There's a lot.
I feel like right now there's really not even a lot of room for you in his life, and he looks like he's going through some changes or some, you know, got a lot of issues going on, and he feels like he's just not as interested in being real sociable right now also. So, but just in general, it just doesn't, I'm not getting that this is the ideal match between you and
him. Well, that's all right. I just wondered if we'd be communicating.
Oh, you could be. You could be, but I wouldn't, it just might not unfold in a smooth manner. You know, it might be a here and there kind of communication, or maybe you might think you and him are back and seeing each other and spending time, and then all of a sudden you're not. That's more what I'm getting. Like it doesn't feel like a smooth ongoing situation.
Okay, that's fine.
But try to
ask you one other little thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but I was going to say try to be open. I feel like there might be somebody else coming into your life.
Well, that's fine too.
What?
I'm happy about that, too.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I do feel there's someone else up ahead. He's not around you right this minute, but I feel like up ahead, maybe in the next few months to several months, there's a nice guy that you could be meeting that one could unfold a lot better. It just feels like he's more, you and him would be more in kind of compatible and more... It's a better connection. I feel like it's a soul connection, and it's a better, smoother connection for you and him without a lot of burden.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Was there something else you said you wanted to add?
Well, I was just kind of wondering if you thought I'd get my money situation a little better, and I'm hoping to be able to move, and I just wondered about that.
I do see you've got to be patient, because it does look like your money situation does improve, but it looks like you just got to have a little patience. Keep looking forward, and it does look like you get to move. It looks like your money improves, but you've got to be patient, so it might still be several months away.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you, Lisa, and have a good day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so if anyone else would like to call in, once again, the number in the United States is 877-876-5227. Or for U.S. and Canada, the number is 888-815-9756. And once again, my name is Eileen. This is Eileen Angel Readings. If you would like to take a look at my website, it's eileenangelreadings.com. And also, for my personal 800 number, if you care to call for a private reading at any time after the show, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. And one thing I was started to mention before we had a caller was developing your own intuition. This is something that a lot of people are interested in nowadays, and many people are finding out more and more how much intuition they have of their own, whether it's through mental telepathy or clairvoyance or whatever the type of intuition. And this is something fairly easy. Well, for me, it seems like it's fairly easy to develop, and all you need to do is really just have an open, receptive mind. Oh, we have another caller. Hello.
Yes, I would like to get a reading.
Okay, and what is your name?
Jeanette.
Is it Jeanette?
Uh-huh.
With a J?
Yeah, J-E-A.
Oh. Okay, Jeanette. All right. And now, Jeanette, is there a particular area of interest that you would like to focus on?
What kind of reading do you do? Everything?
Well, as far as what areas that I work in, or when you're asking, I do an angel. I use angel tarot cards, and then I use a combination of clairvoyance and mental telepathy to tune into people and circumstances that you would like to tune into.
Okay. I would like to ask about finances and a death.
Okay, I heard finances, and what else did you say?
A recent death in the family.
Oh. Okay.
Mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law, is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. All right. Okay. Is there a particular situation that you wanted to look at with regard to your finances?
Yeah, when would money come in?
Let's see. Okay. Well, it does look like you've had a lot of stress around your life and a lot of things, maybe feeling like things are up in the air. And not flowing the way you would like them to. It does look like you've got to have a little patience here, and it looks like also what I'm getting, I think maybe a lot of your circumstances that you've experienced have stressed you out and caused you to kind of feel like, feel kind of like negative about things, like maybe things aren't going to work out as well as you would like them to. And so but it does look like there will be more opportunities for you as the months are going by to improve your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use, first of all, do you do any meditation?
No.
Okay. You see, you need to have some quiet times where you can meditate to get guidance. You know, you have angels around you that will give you guidance and that will help you if you have quiet times in your life where you can tune in and try to listen for guidance on steps to take in your life.
Yeah.
Because it looks like you really need to get yourself on a real positive track as far as using... are you familiar with the terms creative visualization?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, using creative visualization where you're picturing and feeling, getting into the feeling of having things the way you want them, whether it's more money, different circumstances around you in your relationships or in your way of life. You have to start, and it's difficult when it's not there already.
Uh-huh.
It's really difficult, and that's why maybe a lot of people might give it a little effort and then give up.
Uh-huh.
But I've found this at so many different times in my life that it works. It works like magic. It's like even if you just fondly can picture something the way you want it to be, whether it's, if you want a new car or you want more money flowing coming in, you can picture money coming coming to you in various ways, or that you're buying things that you want to have, that sort of thing. You have to picture it fondly and just relax about it. Don't feel anxious.
Uh-huh.
And just expect it. Have this as if you're already there. You have to imagine that you're already in that situation
uh-huh.
where things are flowing to you.
Yeah.
And you really have to do it every day. It's something, it's kind of like what, like an exercise routine or anything else. In order for it to work, you really need to be consistent with it. And we have so many things that happen in our lives that make us feel like the rug got pulled out from under us, you know, and then you end up feeling all down and bummed out, like, you know, how are you going to get things straightened out? And it looks like you've had stressful circumstances around you. Have you had some relationships that have really stressed you out, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. It's been difficult.
It has, really.
Yeah. But, you know, the only place to go is up from here, because I feel like you've been in a rut, is what I'm feeling like, and you've had, I don't know, or some kind of difficulties with people, situations, and whatever. And so it's hard to believe and imagine that things are really going to change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to do is, as much as possible and as often as possible, picture things the way you want them, and try to feel better about your life. Try to feel good about your life. I can give you a book. You need to start. Do you buy many books that that help as far as getting you on a more positive track, spiritual?
Oh, I have it.
Hmm?
I have it.
You haven't?
Yeah.
There's one book that I like a lot, because I have a lot of books on the topic of whether it's creative visualization, the law of attraction, all sorts of spiritually oriented books. I have, you know, authors like Deepak Chopra and many others, and I keep them on my bookshelf, and I refer to them often, even if I've already read through them. A lot of times I'll just pick up a book and open up to a page just to see if maybe some little message for me jumps out that day.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one book that I like a lot, and I think you should get this book if you can, or at least go see if it's at the library where you can check it out. It's called Ask and It Is Given. And the last name of the author is Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. It's a husband and wife, and for right this moment, I don't remember their first names, but I know the last name is Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, and the, author, and the name of the book is Ask and It Is Given. That's a really good book. Yes, and it's dealing with the law of attraction and how we attract things into our lives, and it is... I just can't say enough, because no matter where you are in your life, you can be in the most depressed place, and they have like a little section to turn to start here. It's kind of like a little road map to build yourself up and build up. You know, you got to get to a level where you feel a little happier every day, where you feel a little better, because the more we're feeling down and depressed, it's kind of like we attract more negative things to us when we're feeling down.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, we all feel down here and there, and sometimes most of us at some point get the rug pulled out from under us in life. I mean, I'm guessing most of us do. I have. And, you know, so we're all, you know, we all deserve to feel bummed out here and there. But, you know, you got to make up your mind like, okay, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah.
And the next day, you make a new plan for yourself and write down some goals.
Mm-hmm.
Start an exercise routine if you don't exercise, or, you know, check with your doctor first. But meditation, get into the habit of meditating every morning. Start your day where you just have a little quiet time and listen for guidance from your guardian angels. You will get help the more you turn inward, and the more you find some peaceful times and speak to your guardian angels. All of us have more than one angel around us. We all have multiple guardian angels that will help us, and a lot of times they're trying to communicate with us, and we might be so busy in our lives, or maybe we're so discouraged. We've had a lot of difficult situations, and we feel so down and so discouraged that it's like, oh, what's the use? Well, they can't get through to us if we're in that frame of mind, either that we're blocked because we're feeling negative, or we're so busy in our minds, or so busy all day and night with other things that we don't have time to receive some information. So the more you can be peaceful and calm and try to spend a little quiet time meditating every day, the more your guardian angels will get little messages to you. Because this is what I feel. You got to start from that point right now. And the more you do that, the more you can get opened up. You will get some advice, you will get guidance on steps to take, and it'll be easier for the universe to deliver more of the things you need to your life. Cash, better circumstances, better relationships, more of those things will start to flow to you.
Yes, so, because I had a dream about a family member that said they were tired, and my daughter had a dream about another family member that said they were tired. Both of these persons are deceased, and then we had a death in the family. And I wonder if that was like the angels trying to tell us.
Oh, about that person?
Yeah.
That could be. That could be that the relatives that you had the dreams about.
Yeah.
It could have been a link to the relative who passed on.
Yes, because it runs with the mother.
I do feel, yeah, you've got some of your deceased family members around you, is what I feel like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They do kind of look, watch over you.
Mm-hmm.
They do. So yeah. I do feel they check in on you, and they're, I feel like what I'm getting right now, I'm feeling two in particular, two deceased relatives
uh-huh.
that are trying, I feel like they want to cheer you up.
Okay.
So, because once people leave their physical bodies, you know, they're like new again. They're in their prime. They're, you know, healthy and well, and
uh-huh.
You know, they're no longer burdened by whatever was burdening them, whether it's illness or whatever,
uh-huh.
in the when they were in their physical bodies. And
uh-huh.
I'm getting two relatives in particular that I'm just getting from them that they want to cheer you up and get uh-huh. you help you to get on your feet and get moving forward.
Okay, are these female? Or?
I think one is female. The other might be a male relative. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm just getting two there, two personalities that look like
mm-hmm.
they're interested. They want you to do better, and they want you to pick yourself up and get moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting. And you've got the power to do that, so don't ever forget that. You have the power inside of yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right then, Jeanette. Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and once again, if anyone else would like to call in, I'll give you the numbers we have for the United States, 877-876-5227. Or for the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. And my name is Eileen. You're listening to Eileen Angel Readings. And if you would like to check out my website, the address is Eileen Angel Readings. And Eileen is spelled E-I-L-E-E-N, angelreadings.com. And if anyone cares to call after the show to make an appointment for a private reading, my private personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. And once again, I have listened to angels throughout my life, and we all have angel guides around us. And there's more than one. There's multiple angel guides. I don't know how many, but I know it's definitely more than one, and it's more than two. Because I've heard voices. Oh, we have another call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Michael.
Michael. Hi, Michael. How are you today?
Good.
Great. Now, did you have a particular area that you wanted to focus on today, Michael?
Yeah, relocation.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Are you already making plans right now for relocating?
Excuse me?
Are you already right now making plans to relocate?
Not really.
Okay, because I'm getting something about you moving forward. And so, okay, right now I'm just shuffling the cards. Okay, let's see. Is there a particular place or area that you're interested in moving to?
To Mexico.
Okay, let's see. I'm still shuffling cards. I want to kind of... But I am feeling forward movement for you right now. Okay. You didn't just recently move or anything, did you?
No.
Okay. 'Cause I'm... Okay. Well, you know, things overall look pretty good for you. And I feel like you do follow your inner guidance quite a bit. Do you meditate?
Yes.
Okay, so you do tune in and you follow guidance then?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm getting.
A little unclear on this.
Okay, yeah, I feel, well, what I'm getting, yeah, because it's kind of hard sometimes to be objective. for ourselves. But I do feel like you have been making some good decisions in your life and that you are on track on a spiritual basis. And so I'm feeling different things that you've been doing, projects or whatever, or plans or steps you've taken already, that you're on a good path. And it does feel like I feel success for you and your endeavors. So is there something, okay, with Mexico, you just like it there, like you want to live there, or is it a business interest?
No business interest, just to go and maybe start something.
Okay. Start a business or something?
Perhaps.
I mean, I'm getting something that's business-oriented, success in something business-oriented for you, and also on a personal level in your relationships. I feel like you've got happiness in that area. You're going to be experiencing happiness in that area. And let's see. I feel you moving somewhere, and... Okay, is there any place besides Mexico you're also thinking about going to?
Just anywhere out of the United States.
Okay. Now, you're not interested in our other neighbor to the north, are you, Canada?
No, because it's part of the New World Order business. I want to get away from it.
I'm sorry, say it again?
The New World Order, North American Union deal, it's trying to get away from it.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, Canada, though. You're not interested in Canada?
No, it's going to be the same as the United States.
Yeah, it's very similar. Okay.
Happening.
Okay, for some reason I was getting something north. With regard to Mexico, I'm feeling you could have a good life there for yourself, and it could be good for you if you lay a good foundation for yourself initially, you know, like find out definitely what area of Mexico you would like to live in and lay everything out for yourself ahead of time and find out what kinks you might have or what, you know, bumps in the road or things you might need to deal with, because it does look like you're going to be doing well, and I feel like you're going to be making some really good decisions. I wouldn't just automatically say, yes, you should go to Mexico. I'm feeling like it could be good for you, that you are capable of making that into a good move for yourself because of where you are, that you know yourself pretty well. And I feel like you're going to be doing well just about any place that you are, to tell the truth. So I would first do as much research as you can about moving to Mexico. Do you have particular areas of Mexico that you like the best?
Well, with the earth changes and that, I was thinking about Monterrey and Saltillo, near the mountains. It's about 3 hours south of the border.
Have you spent much time in those areas?
Yes.
Okay, because I am feeling you're very good about honing in on, tuning in and listening to your feelings when you go to a place. You know, picking up vibes, deciding, okay, this feels comfortable for me or this doesn't feel comfortable. I feel like you're good about honing in that way and connecting with places. And I do feel that you have connections, strong bonds from previous lifetimes with locations also. So I'm feeling that when you're in traveling around Mexico, maybe trying to decide between what area, I'm feeling almost like a magnetic pull that you would be having in particular areas. So you should pay attention when you're visiting and checking things out to those strong attractions that you feel. I just feel like you instinctively make some pretty good decisions, and you're going to be making some good decisions. So, like I said, I'm not going to say definitely, yes, move to Mexico, because I feel like that is a personal, that's a big decision to move anywhere, you know.
But you see things going well if I would decide to stay.
I'm sorry, say it again.
You said that things would go well if I decided to stay as well.
If you decide to stay in the U.S.
Yes.
Yeah, I just feel like you are very capable of making good, solid decisions, that you do listen to your inner guidance, and so you will be doing that in the upcoming months. And so I'm feeling like the more you are tuning into your inner guidance, the more you're going to get, you're going to find whether it's a place to live or if it's something else you want to do, the place that you feel this kind of grounded, good feeling to, that you're going to know it and you're going to feel it is what I'm getting.
Great.
So you'll be able to make this decision, okay, this does feel good right here. I feel solid. This feels solid and feels good to me right here. You know, it's going to be that kind of situation for you is what I'm feeling like.
Wonderful.
So that's why you should do your research, you know, on your internet, whatever, get information about different places, or if you've already been on different visits to different places, you know, go back before you make a decision to move to a place. Even if you decide to go somewhere here in the U.S., use that same format. Go, you know, gather your information on the internet, then go visit it and stand on the grounds of the places where you think you would be living and feel it. I'm feeling connections again from the location, where just standing on the ground in a location, you're going to feel something if it's right for you.
Right. Great. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Michael, and good luck to you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, and once again, I'll give the 800 number if anyone would like to call in. That number is, for the United States, is 877-876-5227, or for the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. And you're listening to Eileen Angel Readings. My name is Eileen. And once again, if you would like to visit my website, the address is EileenAngelReadings.com. Or if you do want to make an appointment for a private reading sometime after the show, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. So if anyone would like to call, please feel free to. And once again, I was talking about listening to your angels. We all have angels, angel guides or guardian angels, whatever you want to call them, around us. And we only need to have some peaceful moments in our lives so we can tune into our angels, because they try to give us guidance, I think, as often as they can. It's just a lot of times we're busy and preoccupied with other things or feeling stressed out about life or whatever, so a lot of times we're not able to hear them because they don't have big loud voices and loud messages. Their messages are very soft and subtle, and a lot of times it won't be, sometimes you might have words in your head that appear, or you might hear a little soft voice inside or in your head or right outside of your ear. Other times something might jump out at you in a book or a magazine, or you might be driving down the highway and a big billboard might jump out with a message on it that somehow addresses an issue that's been on your mind. So this is just an example or a few examples of some of the ways that our angels will communicate with us. But the more you can have quiet time in your life and calm your mind, such as in meditation or going out into nature at the beach, maybe in the park or the woods or whatever, just being in nature and relaxing and having a clear, relaxed frame of mind, you're more receptive and open, and it's a lot easier for your angels to communicate with you during those times. So if you're feeling blocked or like something, you don't know which way to turn in a situation, the more you can try to tune in and ask angels, ask them for some kind of guidance or help with a particular situation, if there's something you need help with, and if you have different choices to make, whether it's whatever, it could be anything. It could be two different jobs are being offered to you and you're trying to figure out which job to take. You could just think about each of these jobs, or if you want, you could write each on a different piece of paper, or you could just sit and kind of ponder each of them and see which one gives you a smoother feeling, which one feels the most natural to you. Or if one of them, you get some kind of little uncomfortable feelings under your skin, that's usually a red flag. That usually means that may not be the most ideal situation for you. And if you get just a smooth, comfortable feeling, about something like a new job you're thinking about, that's usually a pretty good sign. So when I'm trying to figure out decisions to make, what decision to make about various things that come up in my life, I try to go with the smoothest, whatever I get the smoothest feeling from, and I try to follow that. And usually things unfold in a positive manner when I do that. Typically, when I've felt like I was beating my head against a wall and struggling to do something, a lot of times that ends up not being in my best interest. If I finally get to do this, whatever it is, a lot of times it turns out that I shouldn't have done it because I wasn't really following my inner guidance. I was instead maybe just using my logical mind and nothing else. So anyway, once again, you've been listening to Eileen Angel Readings. And if any of you would like to take a look at my website, Eileen is spelled E-I-L-E-E-N, angelreadings.com. And my 800 number for my personal 800 number, if anyone would like to call after the show to set an appointment for a private reading, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. So, if anyone else would like to call in, the number to call is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756.